It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Before this day is over, we may hear about yet another interest rate hike. The stock market this year has been weighed down by a number of worries, but one of those is the fear the economy will suffer. If the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates too much, investors are hoping that the Fed will refrain from raising interest rates for a 4th time this year. We'll know by early afternoon. From This Week in Agribusiness, Chinese importers returned to the U.S. soybean market yesterday for their 2nd round of purchases since the 2 countries agreed to a truce in the trade war. The purchases are the latest evidence that China is making good on pledges to buy agricultural goods as part of the 90-day trade detente. The renewed buying lifted the soybean futures some yesterday. Prices leveled off a bit overnight. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Soybean Export Council confirmed that renewed buying, but didn't know the amount. The holiday season is an especially tough time for a family death. And folks who knew the 2 Chicago police officers killed in the line of duty this week, hit by a train, are supporting their families. Officer Conrad Gary is survived by his wife and a young daughter. Officer Eddie Marilejo leaves behind a wife and 3 young daughters. GoFundMe accounts have been set up for the 2 families. The totals combined exceed $60,000, and the 100 Club of Chicago steps up with another $50,000 over the next few days for each family. I stood in line for a few minutes the other morning at our local post office, and you know, it really wasn't too long. And the lady behind the counter made me feel so welcome I didn't mind the wait. In case you wondered, with all of the shipping that is done for the holidays, the Postal Service is still number 1. They'll haul something like 915 million packages this holiday season, followed by UPS with about 100 million less than that. By the way, your receipt that you get at the counter allows you to comment on the job done there, and I sure did, opting to praise the lady for her kindness and humor. And you do know, don't you, that comment cards in a business aren't just for complaining. And the holidays are an especially good time to comment on a job well done. You know, it could wind up being the nicest gift a person gets. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.